I go to Poland. What is it? 99% white. I don't need any security. The streets are incredibly clean. Crime is almost non-existent. Nobody gets called a racist. There's no talk of white privilege. No identity politics. No endless diversity nagging. I've spoken against white nationalism, but I'm an empiricist. I'm an empiricist. I went to the country. I saw how it was like. We could put something out on social media to have a social gathering, and we actually had the social gathering without bomb threats, without violence, without attacks, without things coming through the window. I've spoken out against white nationalism, but I'm an empiricist. I'm listening. I'm listening to my experiences. Can't argue with the facts. Can't argue with the reality. I mean, you can, but.
I've seen a Molyneux video doing the rounds, and people are saying, what did Molyneux mean by that? Is it a dog whistle to the alt-right? Is Molyneux our guy, finally? And the answer to that is no. But what he is saying is that classic liberalism cannot refute what the white nationalists have to say. He's so exasperated that he's trying to draw on all the intellectual tools available to the Enlightenment liberal, and nothing works anymore. The politically correct multicultural society is turning Molyneux's liberal values into a beached whale of an ideology. The irony here is that many of these Enlightenment internet pundits have spent the last 2 years tearing into the alt-right and white nationalists, and they point out that the way they see the world is a throwback to another era, or that we're inhumane or fascistic. People often say that these liberals don't have solutions themselves, that they're just fence sitters, that they don't put any ideas on the table. In actual fact, they do put ideas on the table, it's just that they're retarded, and if you dig deep enough, it's their catastrophically flawed understanding of the world which is in many ways responsible for the shit that we're in now. Let's just stick with Poland as Molyneux's example of a European nation which isn't a complete nut house. Molyneux makes a few points here, and what's interesting is that in each case, classic liberals would have undermined what it takes to make Poland a relatively decent place to live and raise a family and, well, belong. Firstly, it's as good as a monoethnic, but that wouldn't matter to classic liberals because they do not believe in or recognise the value of collective groups. Instead, what they prefer, the very core of their values, is the individual and his rights. So you could jumble up the Polish people with the rest of the world. You could slice and dice the Polish population, break them down, jumble up the ethnic fabric, and it wouldn't matter one bit as long as one individual did not infringe upon the rights of another individual. For a European to be able to live in an ethnically homogeneous nation today is a rarity. Within it, the individual can feel a sense of belonging and security. They can genuinely be. But ethnic bonds and kinship are difficult to prove with empirical data and facts. So this too, as a concept, as a way of being, is undermined and pilloried by classic liberals. After all, if nobody is doing you harm, if an immigrant is not actually raping your daughter, then what do you have to complain about? They'd say, I don't give a shit about your feelings. It doesn't matter that you have kinship or you feel something, I don't give a shit. Because everything has to be whittled down to pure logic and reason. That's what the Enlightenment brought to the world. All metaphysics, all wonder were swept away. But Poland is a deeply conservative country, and that, in large part, springs from Poland's Catholicism. That's the reason the lefties aren't going full retard and sending bomb threats and breaking the society down. There's social pressure against destructive ideas, against cultural Marxism and Antifa. But who needs religion when you can have Richard Dawkins calling religion a fairy tale and God a sky fairy? Gutting your culture of all meaning except that which is to be found in Enlightenment values and empiricism. The very same empiricism which leads Molyneux to come to the conclusion that the society created by liberalism is a barren wasteland, and that the society built on the values opposed to liberalism is not that bad. Imagine the mentality of the classic liberal who looks enviously at Eastern European countries, knowing that the only reason they're better places to live is because they oppose your liberal values. And then on top of that, you have to counter-signal those within the West who are trying to point out the obvious. Call them dangerous ideologues while holding on to the ideals which are flushing your own nation and people down the toilet. And so this is Molyneux's dilemma. The tools of the Enlightenment he uses to understand the world now expose Enlightenment ideals as a sham. Will we now see a stampede of classic liberals towards ethno-nationalism? Not on YouTube we won't, because we're all censored by a collective group we can't name, who aren't really a collective according to Jordan Peterson. They're just smart. That's just what smart people do. They've just got high IQs. But we can't name them either, because then we're Nazis. Honestly, what a pile of horseshit classic liberalism is. See you later, folks.